Well, having just come out of a very contentious presidential election, I thought it would be interesting to look back at really one of the first really controversial presidential elections in our history, which was 1824, and right in the middle of it is a Georgian named William Crawford, who was one of the leading statesmen in the early Republic. He had been born in Virginia, but his family moved to Georgia very early. He served in the Georgia legislature, and at that time, the legislature appointed U.S. senators. So he went to the Senate and became really an important national figure. He served as Secretary of War, as Minister to France, and eventually as Secretary of the Treasury under President James Monroe. And in 1816, his name was sort of bandied about as a possible candidate. He deferred to Monroe, who did win the election, and he served throughout those two terms as Secretary of Treasury. So in 1824, he was thought to be a leading candidate. The problem was he had had a stroke a year earlier in 1823. He had recovered somewhat to that point. It had paralyzed him and left him nearly blind, but he had recovered to the point where his backers thought he can win this. The problem was he was up against three other people who were equally prominent, equally well-known. John Quincy Adams, of course, who has served as Secretary of State under Monroe, Henry Clay, who was the Speaker of the House, and Andrew Jackson, military hero. So they hold the election, and Andrew Jackson won the popular vote and the Electoral College. He had 99 votes in the Electoral College. Adams had 84, Crawford had 41, and Clay 37. But no candidate had a majority. So they toss the election, per the 12th Amendment, into the House of Representatives. They choose from the top three. And, of course, our man Crawford is in there. So they choose a winner, and Clay was out. But as Speaker of the House, he had enormous influence, as you might imagine. So Adams campaigned heavily in the House. Andrew Jackson, for reasons unknown, did not. And Adams won. He won the presidency on the first ballot. He won 13 states out of 24. Then, after his inauguration, who should he appoint as his Secretary of State but Henry Clay? And so Jackson supporters were livid, furious. He had not only won the popular vote, he had won the most electoral votes. And then, to top it off, Clay becomes Secretary of State. Of course, at that time, that was seen as a stepping stone to the presidency. They called it a corrupt bargain between these two. So here we have the first presidential election that was really the man who won the most votes didn't win the election. Now, Thomas Jefferson in Virginia was a supporter of William Crawford. He was very disappointed that Crawford hadn't won. He was still alive. And he wrote Crawford a letter after the election. Crawford had won Georgia and Virginia. And Jefferson wrote to him and said, "I confess that what we have seen in the course of this election has very much dampened the confidence I had hitherto reposed in the discretion of my fellow citizens. The ignorance of character and the inattention to the qualifications which ought to have guided their choice augur ill of the wisdom of our future course." Now, that may resonate with a lot of people. He said, "I don't have long to witness this, but it adds another to the motives by which the decays of nature so finely prepare us for welcoming the hour of exit." In other words, I'll be dead when we all fetch up at the bottom. So it's interesting to see Thomas Jefferson, who was not optimistic about the future of the country based on this election. I don't think he had anything against John Quincy Adams. I think he had a lot against Andrew Jackson. I think he thought he was too hot-headed, too immature, too unqualified to be president. William Crawford came back to Georgia, recovered from his stroke, served as a judge, and of course Crawfordville is named for him now. But he was one of the most prominent Georgians to serve in the early Republic, and it wouldn't be for another 150 years until Jimmy Carter that Georgia got its first president. The Georgia Historical Society holds the letter that Jefferson wrote to Crawford. It's one of our prized possessions.
Can people see it?
They can. They can see it. They can come and do research and look at it, quote from it. It's really one of the key pieces of Jeffersonian, who, of course, is the father of Jeffersonian democracy, who believed in participatory democracy, but at the same time, for the first time, thought to himself that people don't always make the right choice, that he thought should be the right choice anyway. It's very interesting.